Today's reading can be found in Acts chapter 9.
Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they'd washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and all their clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then, calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. God of all times and seasons, help us to understand the time and the season that we are in, that we may use it to glorify you in all that we do or say. Amen. Good morning, church. This morning we will continue in our series of reset, and today we will be looking at how we can reset our job. Our job in this context is whatever that God lays in our hands, whatever we do, be it in our secular job, be it that we are walking our dog, be it that we are shopping, whatever thing that we do in life can be seen as our job, and God wants us to use those things to serve Him, to serve humanity, to make an impact. Because of the radical changes that the world has turned into, a lot of people that we will be expecting to be seen in our churches may not come. Many have not been coming, and the changes of this season may also not allow them to come. So how do we reach out to such people now? How do we use our job, the activities that we do, to be a blessing to such people, to be able to reach out to wherever they are? Nobody predicted what is happening now, or nobody could say that they saw it coming. Companies had their business model, which they were planning, all thrown into the trash bin, because 2020 has taken everybody by surprise. And most companies that could not even plan ahead are now losing it. They cannot meet up with the fast changing environment that they find themselves. And that is what it is. Despite all the innovation, despite all the investment that most of these companies made, they now look back to discover that they are nowhere near where they should be. As Christians, this is also a challenge to us. How do we change from the way we have been doing things to a new way that we'll be able to stand the test of time? We have to change, because everything around us is changing. And if you refuse to change, then we will discover that we are the ones standing by ourselves. The good thing about God is that He has always sent opportunities for us. It's just for us to be sensitive, to understand what God is saying, not what we want or how it has always been. We've been doing this for the past 20, 30 years. Yes, But we need to find out if those things we are doing in the past 30 or 40 years can stand the test of time now. Can they be able to work with the level of changes all happening around us at the same time? In 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, we are told that the sons of Issachar, that they understand their times and the seasons. The sons of Issachar, they are very good in analyzing their times. And when they did that, they analyzed and perceived correctly that the times that they are in is rapidly changing. They knew what to do because they understood what was happening. It was obvious to them that Saul, their king, had not been a good king, and there was no established dynasty to keep the kingship in the tribe of Benjamin. So something has to change, and it has to be done fast. And that's what they did. So for us as Christians, we have to be able to understand how we can be able to change in our attitude, be it in the way that we evangelize, be it in the way that we reach out, be it in the way that we serve God, be it in the form of our services. A lot of things have to change in order for us to be able to continue to do the work that God has laid in our hands. There will still be restrictions in our workplaces. There will still be barriers. But how can we be a blessing to all the people that are around us? We might not be able to carry Bible around in our workplaces, but we can also be the Bible that people around us can read. How can they read this Bible? They will read us when we go for breaks, how long we spend, how we add value to our work, how we talk to other people, how we respect the people, how we carry ourselves, how we make a difference within that environment that we find ourselves. That person you meet while walking your dog, how you just smile or speak to them words of encouragement. These counts, and these are ways that we need to find out. God always gives us what we need to use, because he said he has given us all that pertains to life and godliness. It's just for us to be able to discover these things and use it for his glory. The question God asked Moses was, "What is in your hand, Moses?" When Moses was complaining that he cannot deal with the magicians, God said, "What is in your hand? Use it." And that's the question God is asking us this morning. What is it in your hand? Use it for my glory. Dorcas, from where we read, discovered that God has placed needle in her hand, and she used it for God's glory. She was a good dressmaker, and that is what she used in making her living. But she also used that to serve God and humanity by making dresses for the widows and the orphans and all the poor people in the city of Joppa. Suddenly, she became ill and died. Remember, her goodies did not stop her from dying. That's why we always say that even as Christians, that we will suffer persecutions. And the death, even in this case, is not even the end, because it's a gateway. But the people wanted her to do a little bit more of this service which she's rendering to them, and they cried to the Lord and said, "Lord, please keep her a bit more." God sent Peter, and Peter came and prayed, and Dorcas came back to life in order to continue the work of service which she's doing for God and for humanity. Her work spoke for her. What we speak for you, her talent spoke for her. What talent do you have that will speak for you? How are you using the talent God has given to you, the time he has given to you, the treasures he has given to you to serve him? We are grateful for all those who have come to use their talent, especially in the area of IT, to help us in the online services all through this period. A lot of people have brought in their talent in different ways to help in the work that we are doing in this parish, and we thank them for that. And we still need more. We need more people in the PCC. We need more people in the children's section. We need more people in the choir and in other areas. Find out what God has given in you and use it for his glory. Dorcas understood that talent God has given her is for God's glory, and she used it. Use your talent for the glory of God. When you go to work, wherever you find yourself, be an example to everyone. Be the Christ representative in that place. Stand for the truth. Stand for integrity. Stand for holiness and righteousness, and you will make a great impact. And God will bless you for that. This is the people that will stand the test of time. Even as we continue with the challenges of COVID, we have to reach out to new things, to doing things that not the way we have done it, not the way we think that is the right way, but the way that God wants us to move in this current changes that is around us. Let's be sensitive. Let us continue to understand the time and the season that we're in and use it for the glory of God. Amen.